black man is wanted in connection with the discovery of the burned body of a white female. 3 weeks after the gruesome discovery of a woman's burned and bound body near MBTA computer rail tracks, authorities in Massachusetts have issued an arrest warrant for a Boston man. 43-year-old Fernando Owens of Boston's Dorchester neighborhood is wanted in connection with the homicide of a 29-year-old Ashley Bortner of New Jersey. Owens is considered armed and dangerous. Bortner's body was discovered late November 3rd near commuter rail tracks. Investigators say burns covered 70% of her body and that she had been gagged by her own clothing, a towel wrapped her face, and a comforter wrapped her body. Her hands and her feet were bound behind her with an electrical cord wrapped around her neck. On Monday, an interracial New Hampshire couple was charged with misleading investigators after telling police that they were with Bortner earlier on November 3rd, but when allegedly lied about where they were later that day. Authorities announced that Julian and Shannon Squires were charged with accessory after the fact of murder on Tuesday. Two black men were arrested in the case of a pregnant white mother raped and murdered. Indianapolis. Two black men have been charged in the murder of Amanda Blackburn, a pastor's pregnant white wife who was shot during a home invasion robbery on November 10. In a press conference Monday, prosecutor Terry Curry announced 21-year-old Jalen Watson and 18-year-old Larry Joe Taylor Jr. were charged with murder in connection with the investigation. The two men and a possible third man was also charged in three additional burglaries, including a rape at the Westlake Apartments. Sources confirmed that the third man is 24-year-old Diana Gordon, who is being held on a parole violation. Authorities said the men were referred to as themselves as the King Gang. Her cause of death was determined to be a gunshot wound to the back of the head. She was also shot in the left arm and her upper back, police said. Detectives have collected evidence linking the trio to a previous rape and robbery at the Westlake Apartments. White school counselor has her hands and feet amputated after being shot in the arm and lung during robbery by a black man. A former white middle school counselor has lost all her hands and her feet after being shot during a robbery at a cell phone store. Julie Dombo, 61, was shot in the arm and lung on August 11th at a Derby AT&T store in South Central Kansas store. Because of oxygen deprivation to her limbs while in the hospital, her hands and legs required amputation. Dombo and her daughter, Amy, 31, described the last beautiful moment before the frightful incident. Amy said that a day before the shooting, her mother Julie took her to the airport. She recalled getting a warm embrace from her mother and said she never could have imagined this would be the last time she would see her mother healthy. The alleged black gunman, James Michael Phillips, was arrested after he fled the robbery scene and is being held on a number of charges. Suburban police searching for black Chicago man accused of kidnapping his white ex-girlfriend. Suburban police say a woman who went missing Sunday night has been found safe at an area hospital, but they are still searching for a Chicago man who they believe kidnapped her. Lindsay Bauman, 30, was house-sitting an Oak Park home in the 600 block of Forest Avenue Sunday when authorities say a man came into the residence and abducted her. Emergency dispatchers received a 911 call just before midnight from a witness who said they saw Bauman being forced into a vehicle by a man before the car fled the area. Responding officers arrived at the home to find a rear door that had been broken into. The man was now being identified as a 31-year-old Sherman Henderson Bauman's former boyfriend, whose last known residence was in Chicago's North Side. Henderson has a history of violence, according to the police, including a previous arrest for domestic battery and unlawful use of a weapon. He is described as a 6 foot, 4 inches tall and weighing 201 pounds and likely armed and dangerous, police said. Black serial rapist sentenced to a 100-year prison sentence A Brooklyn judge threw the book at a serial rapist who sexually assaulted 4 women in 1 week, including a 15-year-old girl, sentencing him to 100 years in prison. Dexter Bell, 26, who committed a series of rapes in the alleys and stairways of Crown Heights in 2013, had previously been convicted in the rape of a 17-year-old girl in 2008. Bell also sexually assaulted a correction officer earlier this year while being moved from Rikers Island. He was found guilty on 6 counts of predatory sexual assault by a jury on November 8th and sentenced Monday by Judge Vincent Del Guidis in Brooklyn Supreme Court. Local black dentist wanted for attempted murder and rape. Investigators are looking for a local black dentist who is accused of raping and stabbing a white woman at a Knoxville motel. There are warrants out for the arrest of Dr. David William Gary, 47, of Knoxville, on charges of attempted first-degree murder and rape. He is a dentist in Sevier County. According to Knoxville police, officers were called to a stabbing at the inn of Knoxville on North Cherry Street on November 17. The white woman initially told investigators that she was stabbed after an argument about a financial agreement. She was rushed to Utah Medical Center for surgery, and investigators were unable to talk to her for several days. When they did, she identified her attacker as Gary. She said the two argued in the parking lot after she was raped. He started to drive away in a black Porsche Cheyenne, but came back when she yelled she was calling the police. That's when the victim said Gary stabbed her in the torso. Gary is 5'10" tall and weighs approximately 225 pounds. His race is black. He has brown eyes, black hair, usually has a facial stubble. Black teen criminal stole a car and crashed into an SUV, killing a white woman. A black teen accused of speeding while behind the wheel of a stolen car, causing a fatal Boca Raton crash, will face adult charges. Prosecutors said Friday, Wesley Brown, 15, crashed a stolen Ford Mustang into an SUV driven by white Wendy Harris Acevis on November 1st in Boca Raton, police said. Harris Acevis, 46, died at the crash, which happened just after 11 p.m. Brown is now facing charges as an adult of vehicular homicide, fleeing a marked police car, and having no valid driver's license. According to Boca Raton police, the Mustang driven by Brown was stolen just a few hours before the crash when a valet worker at the Addison Event Center was robbed at gunpoint. Records show Brown had stolen other cars 3 times this year before the November 1st crash. Black pedophile, a former volunteer basketball coach, sentenced for raping a child. Cleveland, Ohio, a former black volunteer basketball coach at a Cleveland recreation center will spend at least 20 years in prison for raping a 12-year-old boy, recording the attacks and sharing the images with his neighbor. Kenneth Livingston, age 50, has pleaded guilty this week to 2 counts of rape for the repeated sexual attacks that took place at the East 98th Street apartment earlier this year. Livingston met the boy at Zelma George Recreation Center. Well, Livingston was a volunteer basketball coach. The boy's mother told visiting Cuyahoga County Judge Michael J. Corrigan and Livingston at the sentencing that her son looked up to Livingston as a mentor, a relationship that Livingston exploited. "My son still has bad dreams of what happened to him," the mother said. "I hope you get what you deserve." Someone sent a photograph of Livingston raping the boy to the boy's mother through a direct message on Facebook. A black woman slashes expectant mom's throat, rips baby from her womb. A young black Bronx woman who was desperate to have a child on Friday slit the throat of a 9-month-old pregnant woman, carved the live baby out of her belly, and proclaimed that she had just given birth. Sources said, "It's my baby." Ashley Wade allegedly insisted to cops arriving at the blood-soaked scene where the placenta and umbilical cord from the gutted woman laid on the floor. The police officers were called to Wade's home in Wakefield at around 2:30 p.m. by her boyfriend, Angel Prelo, who had been summoned by Wade to the scene of the grisly slaying. Veronica Irwin Rock Hill. Veronica Irwin has a prosthetic leg and a foot, but she still walks uncountable steps every day at Rock Hill's Quick Clean Laundry. 8 hours a day she pushes a broom and washes and folds other people's clothes. She is by no means wealthy, but she sees people at the laundry who are worse off financially than she. Her hand goes into her pocket and always comes out with something for somebody who might need a decent meal. 4 years, Irwin, 52, also had stood at every home basketball game, cheering and waving. On Tuesday, somebody took advantage of the woman who works and cheers on one leg. A black man walked into the laundry and spoke with Irwin. She made nice. She spoke to him as kindly as she speaks to everyone who comes into her world. But this man waited for Irwin to empty the trash, and as her back was turned at the other end of the building, the man crawled along the floor, slithering like a snake, and stole the day's receipts for which Irwin had worked so hard. Fort Worth. Police say an ex-tenant of a Fort Worth apartment complex has been charged in the beating of an 89-year-old resident who later died. Mansfield City Jail records show 32-year-old Christian Miner, a black woman, was being held Wednesday on a charge of capital murder by terroristic threat. No attorney was listed to speak for Miner, whose bond was $750,000. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Henry Sawyer believed the August 28th knock on his door was Meals on Wheels delivering food. A woman forced her way in, beat Sawyer, and stole cash and groceries. The real delivery driver found Sawyer, who died September 2nd, at a hospital. Police say Miner was arrested last Saturday based on security video from the complex and a maintenance worker who recognized her as a former resident. Jackson, Mississippi. A Thursday night crime spree in Jackson and Ridgeland is possibly linked to one black man, police said. Jackson police took 22-year-old Zebulon James into custody at an apartment complex on Rainy Road. Here's a breakdown of all the crimes that took place. At 5:57 p.m., a woman was shot at the Shell gas station on Watkins Drive. Police said 48-year-old Suzanne Hogan was shot in the head. She died on the scene. Witnesses told police that the shooter had dreads and left the scene in a blue Ford Mustang. Hogan was shot. Hogan was from New York City. In Ridgeland, a woman was shot in the stomach in the parking lot of Logan's Restaurant on East County Line Road at 6:03 p.m. Ridgeland Police Department said 49-year-old Christy Lynn Michelle is a businesswoman from Excelsior Springs, Missouri. She was walking to Logan's for dinner from a nearby hotel when she was shot. Before she died, she was able to describe her shooter as a man with dreads driving a blue Ford Mustang. Mitchell died at the hospital. A black man arrested last year for allegedly raping a woman at the Beau Sheen truck stop is now accused in the shooting death of 66-year-old Margie Taylor. Captain Clay Higgins of the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office said Jamel Scott James was already in jail facing charges of attempted murder and rape. He's now facing a murder charge in connection with Taylor's death. Taylor's body was found September 17, 2014, in her home on Salvador Road. Deputies responded because Taylor's alarm had sounded. She had been shot 3 times by a small caliber weapon. Sometime later, a person who purchased a vehicle found the gun hidden in a spare tire. Investigators said the murder weapon, wrapped in the clothes that James was wearing the day Taylor was found dead from gunshot wounds. Higgins said James's DNA allegedly was found in Taylor's body, on the clothes, and on the gun. James was arrested in December of 2014 and booked with attempted first-degree murder and aggravated rape in connection with the rape at the truck stop. Higgins said the victim was badly beaten. Basketball bad boy J.R. Smith proved he doesn't take the high road off the court either when he choked a teenager who teased him on a Chelsea street. The young fan told cops the hot-headed black NBA star was furious with 19-year-old Justin Brown for cracking a joke on Friday about his mid-season trade last year From the Knicks to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Smith, 30, who is 6'6", 225 pounds, turned around and allegedly charged at Brown, wrapping his big mitts around the kid's neck and slamming him against the wall.